How do I get my qualified mediator designation? The qualified mediator designation, often referred to as the QMED designation, criteria is being revised by the Alternative Dispute Resolution Institute of Canada. Applications for the qualified mediator designation are only being accepted by select regional affiliates. Contact your local affiliate for more information. The list of regional affiliates is available here. How do I get my chartered mediator designation? The chartered mediator designation, commonly referred to as CMED, is a designation given by the Alternative Dispute Resolution Institute of Canada, ADRIC. To apply for your CMED, you must meet the standards outlined on the ADRIC website and submit your application to your regional affiliate, in Saskatchewan, the Alternative Dispute Resolution Institute of Saskatchewan, ADRSK. Once your regional affiliate reviews your application, the regional affiliate will contact you to book your exam. The exam is an assessed role-play scenario. For more information and to apply, Chartered Med Application. How do I become a certified mediator? Certified mediator is a term used in some jurisdictions. If you are in a jurisdiction that has a certified mediator program or regulations regarding mediation, we recommend you check with someone familiar with the requirements for certification in your jurisdiction. In Saskatchewan, the term certified mediator is not used. Can I use the training I take with Common Sense Mediation Academy to get my designations with the Alternative Dispute Resolution Institute of Canada, ADRIC? The training our academy offers has been approved as ours toward the training requirements for designations with ADRIC. Our training has also been approved as ours for continuing engagement and education credits for people who already hold designations. If you are a part of another professional organization, such as the Law Society of Saskatchewan, our courses may count as continuing professional development. Check with your professional organization for more information. How do I get on the minister's list? The minister's list is a list of family mediators approved by the government to provide mediation services to families before they can proceed with a court application. You do not need to be on the minister's list to offer family mediation services. To get on the minister's list, you must meet the standards set out in the application. For more information and to apply, minister's list application. What courses do I need to take to get on the minister's list? Our courses can be used as hours toward your application to the minister's list. Check out this link to see what hours are needed. Minister's list education requirements. I want to become a mediator. What course do I take first? Our Introduction to Dispute Resolution and Introduction to Mediation modules are wonderful courses to start with. For more information and to register, check out our training page. Common Sense Mediation Academy courses. ADRIC's National Introductory Mediation course is another great course to get you started on your mediation education journey. For more information and to register for ADRIC's National Introductory Mediation course. National Introductory Mediation course. I've already taken an Introduction to Mediation course. What course should I take next? Many of our courses are designed for students who have taken introductory mediation training and are looking to continue to develop their skills as a mediator. Check out our course offerings to see what interests you. Common Sense Mediation Academy courses. How much do the courses at Common Sense Mediation Academy cost? Our courses vary in cost. Check out our course list for prices. Common Sense Mediation Academy courses. How do I register for a course with Common Sense Mediation Academy? Visit our course page or email us for more information about our courses and how to register. Does Common Sense Mediation Academy offer student and senior discounts? Currently, we do not offer student or senior discounts. How much does it cost to become a mediator? It depends. Some people choose to operate a bare-bones operation, and others choose to invest a lot into their business. Many mediators take an introductory mediation course, obtain errors and omissions insurance, and become a member of a dispute resolution organization. We conservatively estimate that new mediators put in about $10,000 to get started. Can I get funding to take courses at Common Sense Mediation Academy? Common Sense Mediation Academy is a private company and is currently not an educational institute. Because Common Sense Mediation Academy is not an educational institute, our courses are currently not eligible for student loans or certain grant programs. There are some grants which may be available for our courses, such as the Saskatchewan Job Grant. If you would like to take a course with Common Sense Mediation Academy and are concerned about costs, please book a consultation with us to discuss options. Can I make money as a mediator? Mediation is a growing field, and there are many opportunities. Some mediators choose to work for an organization, Others choose to work as contractors, and others choose to work for themselves as entrepreneurs. Many organizations offer mediation within their companies and have their human resources personnel, managers, or supervisors provide those services. These types of mediation jobs are usually filled internally, but it is always worth an ask to see if the company you would like to offer mediation services will hire you on a permanent or contract basis. For more information, check out our course, Making Money Mediating. Where can I find a job as a mediator? There are organizations that hire mediators. Some hire mediators on a permanent basis, and others hire mediators on a contract basis. Many mediators choose to work for themselves as entrepreneurs and take contracts to suit their goals and schedules. I have heard of mediator rosters. What roster opportunities are there, and how do I get on a roster? There are many organizations that use rosters to select their dispute resolution professionals. If you have a specific organization that you are interested in working with, contact them to see if they have a roster that you can apply to. Many roster opportunities are available to you if you become a member of the Alternative Dispute Resolution Institute of Canada. For more information, contact ADRIC or your regional affiliate. What volunteer opportunities are there for mediators? There are many volunteer opportunities with dispute resolution organizations such as Conflict Resolution Saskatchewan and the Alternative Dispute Resolution Institute of Saskatchewan. If you would like to offer mediation services on a volunteer basis, there may be opportunities within your local community. The mediation practice groups in Saskatchewan are always looking for volunteers. Contact the practice group coordinators for more information. The Mediation Connection. Saskatoon Mediation Practice Group.